time period of World War II, the U.S. fought the Soviet Union. This was a gruesome and intense battle that lasted between 1947 and 1991. There were two groups that separated these great powers. There was the Allied powers and Axis powers. The ones that fought for the Allied powers were Great Britain, France, and China, while the ones that fought for the Axis powers were Germany, Italy, and Japan. The relationship between the Allied powers and Axis was a tense one. America has been wary of communism from the Soviets, but the ones that encouraged communism scared them the most. Only a few countries decided to stand against communism, which caused millions to die from communism. However, fast forward to 1985, where Reagan fought communism with Premier Mikhail Gorbachev. Gorbachev introduced Glasnost, which turned Russian governments to a more consultative government. Not only did Russia change, but the Soviets' influence in Eastern Europe waned also. This changed every other communist state to non-communists, while everything progressively changed from the Berlin Wall that signified the Cold War, come down by the words of Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, thus ending the Cold War. Reagan played a huge role in ending the Cold War, in making decisions that could have caused the Cold War to continue. But everything fell into place and worked out for Reagan. Some of the things that Ronald Reagan did that was a huge to his career, was changing the course of the Cold War with the Reagan Doctrine that provided overt and covert aid to anti-communist guerrillas in an effort to roll back Soviet-backed pro-communist governments in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Some of the other things that was a great achievement for Ronald Reagan was opening the Berlin Wall that signified the Cold War, signing the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, and introducing the Strategic Defense Initiative. All these things ended the Cold War in a peaceful way, in making the hero within his time of service.